Back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Streamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We got Eric, Gary, Chris, and Mike in Tennessee. We also have Greg in Arkansas coming up. So, Mike, go back to what you were saying about, I've heard this before. It's a very interesting analogy between I don't want to say the concept that has become fact that we, the people, are the literal electricity that charges the evil Antichrist system and keeps it running through the witch's court, i.e. charges, circuit courts, accounts, all the fiduciary bonding with performance and payment bonds that we've talked about before. Mike, back to you.
Yeah, it's Tommy, and it is very interesting. I spent a long time sorting this out in my head. I don't know everything, and I never will. We're all endeavoring to make very complicated simple. And when you're dealing with this fiction situation here, the mind control and the art of controversy, the fiction government is an entity. Nothing personal. It's just business. And we are very sensitive, emotional beings, and we take everything under the sun very personal indeed, and we don't understand what's happening while the slaughter is going on in the background, and we're feeling it, but we're desensitized so that we ignore it. And this is why it perpetuates. And so when you're dealing with this fiction government and this architecture of the financial system that was brought here from other planets because it works so well for controlling the people, and it's part of your karma if it affects you, then you're sort of caught between a hard place and a rock to try to be in the matrix but yet be without it. And so a fiction entity cannot deal or speak out of a mouth it doesn't have to real people. The charge they're talking about is not a charge of money, because there is none. The charge is about charging you, the people, up to do something. Anything, because no matter what you do in a fiction realm, it's going to be wrong. So everybody's making the wrong choice and not following their heart and telling the truth, because we're all caught in systematized error, which is a bunch of lies we keep doing, trying to figure out. There's nothing to figure out. It's very simple, but complicated to get to, like I say. So who are they talking to? They're not talking to me or you, real people. They're trying to get us to answer for the name on the birth certificate doesn't have a mouth to speak for itself. And it's all about, contracting with real people so they can have fun and party. And you cannot speak to fiction and think it's going to understand you, nor can fiction understand real people when you speak sounds out of your mouth. So they're getting subject matter jurisdiction. The subject matter is always the name on the birth certificate. And they're getting subject matter jurisdiction when you speak your last name into the air. You do not want to do that inside or outside of court, and that's what they're doing. And so you've got to know you're never the defendant; you are the declarant. You're a real man, and you cannot just magically, like Casper the Ghost, appear in court and animate yourself and have sounds coming out of your mouth. It scares them. They're a bunch of ghosts, fiction ghosts, a bunch of necrophiliacs having a party for the dead. It's your expense. So you got to know who you are and who you're not. You're the beneficiary of an unlimited trust. But if you don't know that, and you've been living your whole entire life as a debtor status, thinking you owe somebody something there's nothing of in order to pay for something that never was, then, yeah, you're going to reach into your pocket. So they didn't give anybody the remedy to this charge. But so you had got to figure that out. Complicated made simple, so you could go on and live your life without bothering with these fiction BSers. So, I'll let you speak for now. But anyway, it's a lot of fun.
Well, thank you, Tom, in Tennessee. We appreciate you joining us tonight. Before I go, gosh, I could comment on that all night. That you're exactly right. We're big time, if you listen to this broadcast, we're big time on exposing the fictitious entity, the fact that the claimant or the quote-unquote victim in almost every report is this fictitious entity called society or state or county or the people. If no individual was harmed, then you can't claim the people against Mr. or Mrs. So-and-so. It's an absurd farce, and it's a lie. And a lot of times in many courts, all you have to do is exert it, and they'll back off, and many will not, but many will. So it's always worth a try. I encourage people to file the paperwork, and I'm talking about, blocking yourself and protecting yourself from offensive action against you. As far as initiating action against public officials, I recommend against it, because it's you're setting yourself up for, a case being fabricated by a bunch of attorneys who work for the state, and then handing arrest warrants to U.S. Marshals who ask unconstitutional sheriffs to do courtesy holds on people like Tom McGuire and Clive and Bundy. With that, we're going to go to Greg in Arkansas. Greg. We'll hear from Chris first, and then Greg. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I really appreciate Thomas's comments. He's very astute, very learned, and I always like that. I don't find it always to be a successful line of pursuit in those courts because, like you say, these black robe terrorists, they could care less what we say in there because they think that we're all liars. As soon as we open our mouth, we're presumed to be in perjury, and therefore we're criminals, in their view, because they got a skewed view of the world. But let's see what Greg from Mayor Arkansas has to say.
Excellent point. Yeah, Chris, you're exactly right. Gary, do you have any comments on what you've been hearing?
That was excellent, excellent, excellent. Let's hear from our friend in Arkansas.
Let's go. Greg in Arkansas, how are you tonight?
Gentlemen.
Want to bring in Greg? All right,
gentlemen, Greg. Good evening. Eric, Chris, and Gary, thank you. Great broadcast. Thanks for covering the Bundys. Very interesting. Laz, you need to get them on more often. I have some questions for Chris, if I may. Chris,
sure.
I'm in the middle of a big old battle with bar members. The background of the bar, spill your guts on what you know about an international organization out of the City of London and all that sort of thing, but I have another question even more importantly. I'm so head deep in a case I'm doing that the Supreme Court had to bring in the state Supreme Court, sent in a specially assigned judge out of retirement. And I've seen these retired hitmen commit and slaughter a case or cover up for their bar members, and that's the case this time because I'm in a case where I have a way of triggering some of the judges when I'm in a courtroom, and one blew off and flew off the handle, blew a gasket, and started screaming at one of my observers for smiling. I swear to God, okay? I wanted the FOIA tape. I FOIA'd it. They won't give it to me. He's making all kinds of excuses. So the state Supreme Court had to send a special assigned judge in to hear my motion for this FOIA tape of the judge screaming at a woman for smiling. But anyway, where it wound up is all the circuit judges recuse themselves. That's why the state Supreme Court had to send in a special assigned judge. We're going around and around. I've already disqualified him for some tricks he tried to play. Doing a little racketeering scheme, trying to get this local circuit judge off the hook, and he's pulling all kinds of punches. So what I really want to know is, what do you know and how do you research? Where would you go to research the background, the constitutionality and such of the Supreme Court? And it was legislated in my state, but I'm not sure about the constitutionality of it, of hiring retired circuit judges that must retire at age 70, and they rehire them as special judges and send them in as hitmen. And I've seen friends of mine be taken down by these retired people they pull out of retirement. You can't hold them accountable. They're not under a proper oath. They're not under a current oath. and there's really no way to hold them accountable. And I have done all kinds of complaints with the Judicial Disciplinary Board and the Professional Conduct Boards, because when I attempted to disqualify this one particular judge, the Supreme Court sent in, he's acting in his personal capacity at that particular point. So what I'm trying to get from Chris is, what do you know about the bar? Because they all, their union dues paying according to the website and all that sort of thing. And what do you know about these retired judges they're pulling out, and how constitutional it is?
That's a pretty deep subject you're asking. The bar is a criminal organization. They own a monopoly on the justice system. There's a bar qualification for the Supreme Court. It's a violation of multiple different laws, including the Smith Act, the Graham-Lanham Act, Taft-Hartley Act, Clayton Antitrust Act, and a few others, RICO, racketeering and corruption. The constitutionality of these pro-tempore retired judges coming back, they're really just barred licensed Esquire attorneys, which is not a license to practice law. It's merely, like you say, a union dues ticket, because they're members of the Screen Actors Guild, who pose themselves as attorneys and lawyers or liars. And so when we're duped into being tricked by these black-robed terrorists, these archons, the speakers for the potentate or the pope or the prince or the dictator, whatever they are, about the only relief you've got is to file a criminal lawsuit against them for violation of their rights under Title 42, 1983, and maybe RICO. Of course, you got to go before a bar judge to do that, and that's a dangerous environment to go in these days. The Brady Act discovery requirements that are mandated by federal law, Brady versus Maryland, that's James Brady, Reagan's favorite vegetable, I heard. Not to be insensitive, but that was a joke I heard a long time ago.
Yeah, I know you.
But,
go ahead.
But Brady Act disclosures are, the prosecution is required to turn over all exculpatory and inculpatory evidence against you. That, of course, they always try to stonewall, sandbag, hide away the truth from you. That's what attorneys do. They're professional liars and untruth tellers. And so they habitually and serially don't want to provide discovery. I'm still having trouble getting discovery myself. I had to terminate my standby assistance of counsel today, because I've called for 5 days in a row, or five different times in a row, and in the last week, 10 days, no call back. That's not representing or presenting in good faith, and I was supposed to have a condition preceding operating on that, so it's a very dangerous environment. I haven't seen any of the evidence they've found out, supposedly, and so I'm in this kind of the same boat you are, trying to do something with. Of course, I keep finding all these defects everywhere I look in my process and paper. Usually everything starts at the beginning, and that's where they make their fatal defects at. If you research their original charging instruments, their so-called affidavit determinant, many times it's made by an officer of the court or a police officer or somebody else that claims they got first-party competent knowledge, when all they really have is hearsay, because they're financial, fiduciary, and otherwise self-interested and conflicted in the outcome of the case. Therefore, they're not competent to be a witness or an affiant.
Gotcha. So what about these retired judges they're pulling out? What do you know about them?
Well, they're operating as private hitmen, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it, if they're acting privately, then they're privately suitable. Culpable, liable, and suitable for their bad place in actors. When they're screaming like that, they're showing incredible bias, animus, retaliatory class-based animus against you. And that makes them not fair, neutral, and not dependent. They're obviously got an animus and a hatred for you.
No doubt. And in this one, it's a conflict of interest, because the motion he was sent in to hear is about a judge that was screaming at a woman. So they're trying to keep from doing it. And the Judicial Disciplinary Board already gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card by not really doing an investigation. So I resubmitted all the complaints again to both Professional Conduct, which is the lawyer end of it, versus which the specially appointed judge is in both territories, possibly, if it is legitimate that the Supreme Court can wave a magic wand over his head and make him a non-duly elected, non-accountable, of no official oath or affirmation. You know, it's the whole shooting match where these retired judges just slink on back into retirement after doing a hit job, and that's what they're trying to do to me, trying to keep the people from obtaining this FOIA tape so we can scrape this lousy judge off the bench that doesn't belong on the bench, because at the same time, immediately after he did that, actually when he did that to me, I'm in a collection case, and when he did that to me, he immediately dismissed my case after screaming at this woman for no reason, wouldn't allow me to answer one final question that would have sent the case to trial. And it's a long history of the case. Anyway, they yanked one of these retired judges out just to hear one motion, and that is whether or not we get a FOIA tape, which I will also state, you're subjecting, people are having trouble with the court reporters and how the judge instructs them to change information. And I do have the transcripts, and the information I want about the screaming episode is in there. I also obtained through FOIA the courtroom video, but that didn't include audio, and I'm after both the audio from the steno mask of the woman speaking into the mask, who's the reporter, and the actual mandated audio. The state mandates that a backup be done with an additional audio in case her laptop fails or something like that in the courtroom, or electricity goes off. So I'm trying to get these tapes, and the Judicial Conduct Board let these guys off, so I resubmitted everything, and I'm in a big battle with these guys to try to scrape a couple of them out. But the specially assigned judge will not disqualify himself because he pulled a couple of tricks on me with time-wise, not letting me to answer, and timely, giving me enough time to even, the mail would get to me with correspondence from the court. But anyway, long story, and I'm having a trouble with, I'm actually doing right now a petition for extraordinary relief to the Supreme Court to get rid of the assigned judge they assigned. So that's why I wanted to know a lot about the bar and if you knew anything about how they yanked these retired judges out, because realistically, we can't wave a magic wand over Obama or 43 or 40, 42 or President 41, POTUS 41. We can't wave magic wands and they're not duly elected again. And we can't wave a magic wand over them and reinstall them in office. And I don't see how they're doing it with these retired judges. So that's what I wanted to know is about these retired judges, because it's a problem, because I have a friend that was convicted of a felony he never, ever committed by a retired judge, because five judges recused themselves from his case, so they brought a hitman in. And I've had four judges recuse from my case, and here's the fifth the Supreme Court sent in, and they're trying to use him as a hitman on me. And he's already dismissed my motion for that FOIA tape without ever having heard a word of it. He's already dismissed it. So I should give you an idea of what's going on down here in the gutter. So anything you have to say about pulling retired judges out, I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, we'll pick that up right on the other side of this break. Stay with us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris and Gary in Alabama. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us on the RBN Network.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Thanks for joining us, friends. Welcome back to the broadcast of Derek the Freedom Streamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Gary and Chris and Greg in Arkansas. Greg and Chris, thank you guys.
Gentlemen, I'm open for comments on what you're thinking about these retired judges.
Well, I'm finding I can't buy justice. I paid for two federal court cases and a state case, and I've yet to have a trial by jury as I requested. Like you, they won't read your stuff. They'll claim it's nonsense, sovereign citizen ramblings, or you just don't have a clue. And they don't even bother to read it. They've already got their ideas made up before they even get on the bench as to how they're going to rule in the case, so they're already predetermined. That makes them not biased, but conflicted. They absolutely have a predisposition. They hate you because you're in there trying to present your own interest instead of paying one of their bar members their duty so they can all profit at your destruction while you're in there. So the only thing that you can do is they're really a racketeering operation. The counties and cities are all governmental racketeering operations, extortion. And so that's your only possible redress is to send to the House and Judiciary Professional Ethics Committees, to send to the Department of Justice. I don't recommend the FBI because they're a bunch of flipping terrorists themselves. Those are the Department of Justice and the FBI are really private for private profits corporations listed on Dun & Bradstreet under the executive offices. Commander-in-chief or his chief executive office corporate managing position, and therefore they don't fall into the sphere of the change of the Constitution. They're outside there, and that's why they're lawless, and they can do whatever they want to do because nobody's going to hold them to accountability unless you can get the Congress or the Senate or maybe the Department of Justice to prosecute them because they're actually running a criminal extortion racket as a grand racketeering scheme.
I hear you, and I've used those words in paperwork flat out and in my several petitions to the Supreme Court for extraordinary relief that they're racketeering down here, and the same language in the judicial conduct complaints I've done and the professional conduct. Now, it's odd that the professional conduct board did take issue with the lawyer that did not come forward against the court rules about if a judge is screaming it out of control, which the states that the judges are supposed to have control themselves and the courtroom and the employees that are in there. And so the Professional Conduct Board did take issue with a lawyer that was involved in this thing that didn't come forward, but the Judicial Conduct Board did not take issue with the judge. They gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card. And same with the Professional Conduct Board on this judge who's acting in his personal capacity after I disqualified him for obvious violations of law and court rules and him racketeering to get this judge off the hook. So I'm in an entailed
case. Say, Greg.
They're slippery.
You know, if you read their judicial canons of ethics, their professional codes of ethics, so-called ethics, you'll find that they're all discretionary. Therefore, their first rule is there are no rules. And so you're living in a lawless environment with a bunch of gangsters running the government. And,
you know,
you can't really make gangsters follow the law because they're outlaws to start with. It's kind of a preposterous insinuation.
You got it. These guys racketeer so blatantly that they don't care if you're looking, who's looking. But I can tell you what has helped immensely, and that is sowing discord in the courthouse. All of the female clerks down there know exactly about this case and how it's being rigged. And its previous history is how it got this far and was rigged out of existence, but it branched off into a FOIA. So anyway, a lot going on. And, of course, I got to be careful because I'm in Arkansas. You get Arkansas-ed real quick by these same actors. So I just wanted to know if you had any thoughts on these retired judges and their legitimacy, because I can't see any legitimacy in yanking someone that's, you know, I could yank a meth head off the street and get a better result, prop them up on the bench and get a better result than I'm getting out of these union dues paying gangsters where basically it's like trying to cross the picket line of the UAW. You get your butt beat real fast, you know. It's, they throw everything at you and they don't care how blatant they are, I can tell you that much. But I'm not going to give up, man. I'm still plugging away.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. You got Eric and Gary and Chris. Is Greg still with us?
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Sure, if you want to continue, well, Greg, you got any other concerns?
I'm interested in comments about the legitimacy of the hit jobs they're doing, and I've seen it in both Arkansas and Missouri, and they're using these retired judges, and it's a major concern.
Hey, Chris, tell them about Nancy Becker, retired judge that came in and jerked you over.
Well, you know, I had the same one, Jennifer Togliatti, on 2 or 3 different places when I had to attend. I can't appear. I'm not a magician. But I especially attended everything and debating else without granting jurisdiction, but challenging jurisdiction. And so whenever they got ready, the day after I had served the district attorney with his notice of you're being sued in the Title 42, 1983 Bivens RICO action, along with the county commissioners, the police chief, and the zoning professionals who stole my 1957 Dodge D500 two-door hardtop no-post Hemi in very solid condition, claiming it was a junk motor vehicle in my private driveway. I guess I was felony legal parking on my private driveway, and they decided to steal it as a pretext.
Well, it was lawn art, Chris. It was lawn art.
It was actually an investment that I was using to secure my wealth. That's why I purchased it. It wasn't an automobile or wasn't even a motor vehicle, for sure, because I didn't use it to power freighter passengers for hire. However,
they stole it.
The day after I served the district attorney, I had to be in court the next morning, although I was in court, but I sent an accommodation party to attend in my stead and let them know that I couldn't be there because I was putting in that lawsuit in the federal court against them. And it was a really strange day, but the next time when I showed up, whenever I had to go, and I did show up that day, they violently attacked me, but they had brought in that hit woman, Nancy Becker, a retired, and she's got this special operation that she hires out to the courts to function as a judge, because she's got, there's a bunch of judges here named Becker. They're all in the foods together, little nepotistic family operation, keep it in the family, as it were. And so they brought her in, and of course, I was giving some critically articulated with specificity law citations rebutting their claims of the alleged pseudoscience witch doctrines of psychiatry, psychology, and so-called meant ill healing under psychopolitical warfare by Kenneth Goff, that they saw fit to tamper with the record and put that I colloquy in there to politically advantage the prosecution to my disadvantage, thereby tampering with the record, making it not any worthwhile whatsoever. Oh, that was one thing I wanted to tell you. You can usually go to your administrator or the county recorder. They usually have an office that provides the recordings, video and audio, and the transcripts. Usually you got to pay for them. You can't get them free, as you should be able to with a FOIA. But under the Sunshine Act and Public Duty Act, they have to provide those things to you if you're willing to pay the fee to get them. But they brought in this hip.
I've gotten them all, and I can tell you that you can get them free through FOIA, and that's half the reason they want my motion to go away, is because then the court reporters that have a business of selling transcripts to lawyers over cases, it's done. Plus, you don't have to subject yourself to a certified court reporter who's assigned to these circuit judges, where if they're under enough pressure where the judge can get them to remove certain things from the transcript. So if you get that audio, I've blown their whole thing wide open in Arkansas, and believe me, they're fighting me tooth and nail because they don't want case precedent, so to speak, that you can get free through FOIA the audio tapes. And so they're trying to claim, and of course, the court hearings are done in a public setting, and there's nothing sensitive or nationally sensitive or child sensitive or anything. They're just, it was done in an open setting in an open court, and so we're in any electronic. I mean, as
well, corruption sensitive.
You must cognize that these are private for private profits courts. They appear as public, but I assure you those buildings are owned by the bar, they're owned by the county commissioners, they're owned by the officers of the court, and therefore they're really private for private profits, corporate operations, extortion rackets. That's what it is here. This is the same model they've used over the whole United States. It's not just in Arkansas, just in Nevada. It is everywhere. The bar has absolutely seditiously conspired to undermine the Republic of the United States, overlaid it. They've taken control of the complete criminal justice system, and they weaponized it and are using it to extort money and plunder the people. Rob, rape, and pillage.
It's United States District Administrative Courts with gold fringe, as I pick it up. But I can tell you that dealing with the Judicial Disciplinary Board, they're of the office of court administrations, which tells me it's a corporation. And Al Whitney's right. It's an interlocking corporation, just a racketeering bunch of interlocked
private
corporations
associations
operating. And it's incredible trying to break through it. Then they've got the bar sticking up as union members for each other, and it's a rough bit trying to bring these guys to heel. And they know I've got them, and they know lots of people are watching this case, but they don't care how blatant they get. So I'm just a novice at this stuff, and somehow I've kept this whole thing alive this far, and I'm just looking for pointers. So with that, I hear you, Chris, man. I hear you. I'm nothing compared to you, but I'm just a novice that wound up in the middle of something and bound to determine to do something with them, and anything's better than nothing. And I can tell you that sowing discord into the courthouse works well with all the women, because then all these judges that recuse themselves have to slink around and can't look anybody in the eye, and that helps a lot. I've gotten a lot of help. But, well, keep in mind, though, everybody in that courthouse is your enemy. However, because
yes,
they might not know it, they might not wittingly think that they're your enemy, but they are, because I can tell you that the certified court reporter and manager in my case circled the wagons around the judge to protect him, and then are interacting with this new assigned judge. So
you're exactly right. Listen to this. You'll like this one. Look this word up. You've got to look it up two different ways. You have to look the words up separate. Jus, J-U-S, Fecialis, F-E-C-I-A-L-E-S, or F-E-C-I-A-L-E-S. And you'll find that it's a secret, silent war to absolute destruction of anyone they can ensnare and entrap in their court schemes. And so they'll come out there, and they'll, like the bully, they'll come up and push you. And then when you turn back to hit him, then they'll accuse you of assaulting an officer or some other triped-up crime, when they were really the one that provoked you to induct you into their court system so they can fleece, flat, and plunder, and rob, and rape, and pillage you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, my friend in Missouri, when they brought a retired judge out after five judge recusals, it was because the judges instructed the clerk of courts to not take his paperwork because he was so effective. And he wrote to the clerk of courts and simply said, "Madam, you're duly elected. You must take my paperwork or else it would be a form of sedition against your countrymen." Well, they held him accountable and twisted it, stating that he threatened a judicial officer, and they made him a felon when he never did any such thing. So I can tell you, these retired judges are vicious. They slink back into retirement. You can't hold them accountable. They're of no current oath or affirmation that I can find. So I'm asking the courts and FOIAing this information, and I can't get it. And so I wound up in a big fat
mess. Here's a case for you need to know about. You'll love this one. It's called Wieman, W-I-E-M-A-N, et al., versus Updegraff, U-P-D-E-G-R-A-F-F,
et al. I heard you say it the other night. I read it. I didn't quite understand where you were. What was the gist of that case? I did read it when you said it the other night. What was the gist of that?
Well, it's talking about the obligation to have a loyalty oath to secure your allegiance to America and guarding, defending, and protecting the Constitution, as opposed to having divided face to Foreign Agents Registration Act violations and having, and of course, the bar itself is a foreign conspiracy agency, a gang that they belong to. It's like the mob. It's exactly what it is.
Yes, and is it based in London, England? I'm sorry, in the city of London, within the city of London, England? It is based there. It's in the 2 Mile Square bankster headquarters.
Take a look at this one on freedom-school.com, freedom-school.com. Be sure to bruise your way around there. Sometimes it asks you for donations. If you can donate, you'll be surprised at the things they'll send you. But if you can't, just click through and you'll be able to look at stuff. Look particularly under Jerry Kirk, but there's a lot of good contributors on there that have a lot of law. There's also Lighthouse
Jerry
Law
Kirk.
Club on the
Jerry.
Internet.
Did you see Jerry
you
Kirk?
Like Lighthouse Mark, I can't remember what his last name, Mark something, on Lighthouse Law Club on the internet is very educational. And he thinks about the same thing about these people that you do. But when you understand this is the Crown Temple Bar, it's the ends of court. It is the Blue Lodge and the Green Lodge, and they got all different colors of lodges. This all goes back to ancient Sumer and Babel and Pharos, the Pharisees. And this is where these places come from. This is where these Barkons, the British Archons agents, the speakers for the king or the potentate or the pope or some other entity come from. And it's really just a giant gang club that goes global, worldwide, and there are plenty of people. That's what they do.
They don't even know the background of all this stuff. We have more of a clue than they have a clue. They don't know. And a lot of them are just good old boys, and a lot of them are real slick. In my case started out just briefly as a collection case, but the judge and the attorney were practicing together in our county for the last 35 years, and they just decided to rig my case out of existence and wouldn't let it go to trial, no matter what I did to produce interrogatories. And to this day, I still wait for interrogatories from the defense. So they do what they want to do. It doesn't matter. They'll do it right in front of your face. They're so used to rigging cases, they'll do it in front of your face. Most people aren't like me and you. We just have a tenacity and a little too much time on our hands. And we're going to go after them, and it's a rough bit. So I appreciate what you guys are doing, and I appreciate your information, and I appreciate any other information about the bar and retired judges, because you've been stung by them, I've been stung by them, friends have been stung by them, and it's a dangerous precedent. And if we don't bring it to heel...
Two things. Don't forget the people who are passing the statutes that are being enforced by the Witches Court are all attorneys at the legislature. So make sure your legislators have nothing to do with the bar if you're going to be they're going to be elected. Number two, while you're down at that courthouse, Greg, be passing out jury nullification flyers like they were going out of style. You can find a good one at court.
That's a brilliant idea, and I also understand there are administrative agencies like our Office of Administration of the Courts, which there's not hardly anybody in Little Rock I haven't spoken to, and it's a lot of administrative people, policy wonks, except that when it comes time for the rubber to meet the road to hold these guys accountable according to the court rules and disqualification rules and ethics rules, they just can't seem to find enough grit to do it. So they're all under threat. Everybody in the courthouse, consider them your enemy, although you can turn a couple of them on your side. All the girls down in my local courthouse, they're following this case. They know the judges and the lawyer have rigged this case. They know the professional conduct board.
Use their witches' court against them as a weapon. They want to be dragging people into the witches' court. You go down and pass out jury nullification flyers to everybody. Make it so expensive on them, you're going to wake up 100 people for every 4 or 5 that they drag into the witches' court. That's the goal. That's how we win. By attrition, by getting numbers on our side.
Sow discord and use your own rules to try to corner them and do what you can and sunlight on these guys.
And if you want a good, and you know where to go to get your jury nullification flyer, right? Courtroomwatch.org. We got a good one there. It's short and sweet. It says a lot in a half a page. It's in a PDF file for your downloading pleasure. Make 100 copies and stick them everywhere. Courtroomwatch.org or courtroomwatch.com, but go there and it says jury nullification flyer. Copy this before they block it again. And so I urge people to, if you want to be safe in your community, the best way to be safe, see something, do something. Go out and pass out jury nullification flyers at the witches' court on jury selection day or at your town court on traffic court night.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you being there. Great show.
Well, thank you. It has been an excellent broadcast.
Yep.
I was thank you, Greg.
Bless
I appreciate
you,
everybody who's calling in. I appreciate Greg and also Tom and Tennessee for calling in. Of course, Gary and Chris helping out tonight when we started the broadcast at 9:59. I was simultaneously trying to unload my friend's car with parts we bought for a job and getting him unstuck out of the mud that he was backing in and dealing with feeding the dogs and everything, and the broadcast still went pretty well. We covered some interesting topics tonight, and I appreciate my assistants, my helpers, my friends, Gary and Chris, joining me tonight, because it has been really excellent. It's good to hear from you guys. You guys have been real well-spoken and on point and balanced tonight, and it's a good broadcast. I think for the wide range of kind of everything from the buy local, fix local immediate cases like Greg's in Arkansas, to the big picture, who's at the top of the eye of the pyramid in the Illuminati and the international banking establishment and the royal families and the Zionist cabal, where do the Jesuits fit in, and MI6 and Mossad and the CIA, there's a hierarchy of intelligence agencies under the Zionists. They're led by the Jesuits and the Vatican. The Vatican is the enforcement arm, I believe, for the Zionist bankers. They work together in tandem. The witches' court can't operate without the state police and the sheriffs and the cops rounding people up and bringing them in. The cops aren't going to have any place to take people at the point of a gun unless the witches' court exists. It's a symbiotic relationship. You can't, you know what I'm saying? You got to have both. So I think they're all almost equally powerful at this point, but we've laid it out pretty well tonight. And anything else on that, Chris?
I think you're on top. I'm sorry to hear that you're having so much fun there while you're listening to us on the radio. It sounds like moving and unloading a truck just sounds like way too much fun for me.
Yeah, it's been a busy day. We had a lot to do today in preparation for a little last-minute work that we're doing before the winter actually really sets in big time. And it was raining, and it was a long drive to go to the parts store and get what we needed. And then the driveway was muddy and had to carry everything in before the rain hit. And of course, the dogs want to get out. Anyway, that's just my little sob story about my busy evening. And I appreciate it. I didn't know how it was going to go tonight. I was almost going to have to get a documentary because I really hadn't prepared very well today. But I had a topic on mind, which was who was at the top of the pyramid, because I got an email from one of our listeners, great listener, and who said, the Jesuits are a distraction. The Zionists, you know, they're being put forth, and it's the Zionists are really the problem. The Jesuits, but I think it's both. But she did make a great point. I think the Zionists are above the Jesuits. They're the financiers of the Jesuits, the forces behind the executioners that we see at the heads of the intelligence agencies, the courts, the legislators, the corporations, the education system, the media, etc. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. I hear music.
Okay, we just had a little false music alarm there. That's okay, though. I appreciate Mike on the board. He really does keep everything together great. He gets everybody on board at the same time at the top of the show. He spins the tunes. He takes the callers. By the way, I'm sorry, I forgot to... I get so much on my mind here. I did forget one thing. Mike asked me to remind the listeners that if you're trying to call into the broadcast, be persistent and keep trying, because Mike is juggling kind of a lot of callers on a very few lines, and we're working trying to get, you know, everybody in. So if you call and it's busy, or if it's not, if it's ringing and no one's answering, hang up and call back and just keep trying. So we'll get through to you eventually. We got some great callers out there because we have great listeners, and the greatest listeners listen to the RBN network because we, you know, once again, we cover the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but we're open to debate on certain things. There are universal truths, I think we'll agree. If you have a belief in a creator, I believe, you know, it kind of falls into place that there have to be universal truths. But then within those universal truths, we can debate the technicalities, the details, the superstructures, the hierarchical arrangements, the specificities of what we live in, because we were put here in physical form as a test and see how we do against all this phenomenally vast and pervasive and deep, far and wide evil, top to bottom, left to right, all across the board, super evil. And that's why there's no room, you know, for falling into little, you know, ruts like, you know, blaming the lower groups like the Muslims. And I know there's Sharia law is a nightmare and it's evil, and I know all that. But, you know, to hear people from England complaining about the Muslim invasion and then not even mentioning the fact that the Queen needs to have her head removed, for starters, she's the one bringing all these Muslims in. It's her hit squad to remove all the patriotic English people and any sense of Magna Carta, English common law, you know, unalienable rights type of thing. Look, you know, unless you're going to the head of the snake, obviously, you've got to talk about the executioners. You've got to talk about the Muslim hit squads. The ISIS is, you know, which are nothing more than intelligence agency mercenaries. But, you know, obviously we got to talk about the executioners, but at the same time we got to talk about the head of the snake. And I hear so many people blaming Hillary for this and Obama for that. And, you know, it's just a stuck in the rut of the lower mind, never looking really up the food chain to the far and wide across the board and seeing what the full picture is, because only when we see that full picture and get the whole truth are we going to get some results, because then we'll know how to deal with it. But just hyper-focusing on who's going to go up in front of the next, who's going to be prosecuted for an email scandal, or who's guilty of Russian collusion or not, I mean, is absurd. And to even talk about stuff like that is just really a distraction. Now, if there's an important bit of, you know, news or something, okay, touch on it, but good God, to stay in that rut, stay in that mode and never break out of it is sad. And that's what a lot of other networks are going through, because they're beholden to their sponsors, many of whom I hear on other networks are IRS people going to rescue. Hi, I'm going to rescue you from the IRS. You got IRS tax problems? Hey, you owe $10,000 IRS, 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 IRS. And then helicopters, military helicopter noises and sirens and all this other crap and garbage. You don't get that garbage here on the RBN network. You get substance, you get thought and good conversation, hopefully, and topics that'll make your mind work instead of just your passions. You know, to go after Hillary and Obama. You know, look, until we clean up Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld, we got no business even looking at Hillary and Obama. We'll get them later. Let's go back. Let's clean up the first pile of crap, first pile of dog poop, before we go after the second one. And they're left and the right, the Republicans and the Democrats, are nothing more than a two-footed New World Order creature walking forward and trampling us along the way. So, where are we? We're at 11:55. We got about two or three more minutes or something like that. So I just want to encourage people to support the network. Keep Tom Lacovara in your prayers. We're waiting kind of with holding our breath. You know, I hate to hold my breath too long. I'll wind up dead waiting for the witch's court to release these people. And what the hell is with this halfway house stuff? Halfway house. Like these guys are strung out heroin addicts that have been on drugs all their life and they can barely walk, or rehabilitate, they're in a coma or something and they need a halfway house. These people are, it's absolutely absurd. They're just, we're living in a time of great evil. The great evil is in the government and in the courts. What can you do? Get your jury nullification flyers passed out so your community members are solidly on the same page and knowing their responsibility and their duty to their brethren and their community. You want to talk about serving the people and serving the brethren? Let's really do something of substance. instead of sitting around and making, you know, goodie baked goodie sales and stuff, you know, and all this other kind of feel good garbage and talking about people's state of mind and how you feeling today and all this other stuff. Let's get out there and start really doing the Lord's work by serving our fellows. Wake people up, get them knowledge, let them know about jury nullification. They have the right to take control of their local community through the courts by being a jury nullifier. Be a jury nullifier. There's a good one, okay? Be a jury nullifier. Get into it. Get it big. Get your flyer downloaded from courtroomwatch.org. Start getting people elected to your legislature who have, you know, who have an idea of what's of reality, okay? And we know what that, you know, generally is. Unincorporate your county. You can unincorporate anything. You can just have to want to do it. Most people, the attorneys will threaten you. Oh, you don't want to do that? Well, you better be incorporated or else. I love these ads that say, you know, you could get sued and lose everything you have. So you better incorporate. Screw that. As soon as you incorporate, you walked right into the witch's loving arms. Okay, so stay independent. Stay free. Don't let the enemy have your mind. Don't give them the language. There's no such thing as constructive possession. Tom Lacovara is being locked up by an ecclesiastic militarized tribunal on a complete lie. Constructive possession doesn't exist. The dictionary definition of possession says possession, actual holding or occupancy. That means you have to be holding it in your hand or inside it, like in a car or a house, to be occupying it. And that can be considered possession. Okay, that's all. I'll let you stretch it that far. I'll let you stretch it that far, witches, but you ain't going to go all the way with it. Anyway, we'll be back on Monday. So please be a force multiplier and post this broadcast wherever you can. Put it in a PDF file so people can download it. Post a link to the network so people can hear the other broadcasters as well. But help RBN get the word out there, and that'll help keep the network alive as we bring in the world. Thank you so much, people. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Mike on the board. Thank you, Mike Herzog. Thank you, John Statmiller. Thank you to all my friends here in upstate New York who have been with me and to the cause of freedom. And we'll see you again on Monday. Once again, get out there with jury nullification and post this broadcast anywhere and everywhere. Have a good night, folks. See you next week.